Water damage and mold have forced some homeowners and renters out of their houses. Accessibility is another concern because of sandbags and barricades. Anissa Doten moved out of her house after the flooding. She says it's a frustrating situation.
But as far as people caught in this catch-22 of owning a home that A, you can't sell, and B, you can't live in safely, there doesn't seem to be much help for that. You know, we kind of seem like we're hung out to dry.
Dawn Rodriguez spent thousands of dollars to repair her family home, which flooded three times this summer. She says some of her neighbors have abandoned their houses, but others aren't able to leave, especially those in low-income housing.
Where are they going to go? Where are we going to go? I mean, we're talking about throwing it out there to maybe sell the house, but who's going to buy it?
Engineers met last month to discuss long-term options for lessening the flood risk. In the meantime, officials with Coconino County and the city of Flagstaff urge residents to leave their sandbags in place. They warn the threat of flooding will remain in the area below the fire scar for years to come. For KNAU, I'm Melissa Siboney.